This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. In fact, just before I jumped on the air, I was busy going back and forth texting with a pal in Washington about some of what is happening in D.C. And, of course, it is the countdown to how do we measure, and we've talked about this before, the first 100 days. So as we motor through, we will certainly jump on what is the big burning issues that we've talked about all week, including Mexico. And we have Lori Lewis with us from Talk Media News to kick things off. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hey, you're doing well today. Thanks. How about yourself?
Excellent. So let's talk about the White House. And I was just talking, as I said, I was going back with somebody about how many of the staffers didn't actually get all the way cleared. Like, there, in other words, there were, I think, six staffers that and they were lower-level staffers, I'll call them that, that were let go from the White House. But there still is kind of a little chaos going on, isn't there?
Yeah, like you said, there's definitely some shuffling that's still happening. And this is evident, if in nothing else, by the administration's path to still pursuing right policy agendas. Especially when it comes to the foreign policy sphere, a lot of the administration's policies are shifting. Right, you hear one thing from, let's say, the Department of Homeland Security, and you hear another thing from the Defense Department, possibly something that's a little different from the State Department. And in talking to what are called experts in this field, what they say is they think a lot of this can be pointed to some of these lower level positions not being staffed yet. So the Trump administration, yes, is still trying to fill in quite a few positions within, the cabinet-level jobs.
Yeah. While they, at home, they're worried about, or trying to fill anyway, these positions, Mexico was definitely the big story today. Rex Tillerson and Kelly from Homeland Security were there in Mexico. What came out of those meetings?
So what came out of those meetings are that they, like you said, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kelly, and the Secretary of State, Tillerson, went down and they had conversations. What really came out of it was that Tillerson said that these are two sovereign countries that from time to time will have differences, and the Mexican foreign minister said that it's a complex moment in the relationship. So we didn't necessarily get any real clarity out of this. It's more like, the gears just are still turning. And I will say, when these two high-ranking U.S. officials were in Mexico, President Trump was making his own remarks about the relationship with Mexico at the White House. He brought together some G20 chief executives and business executives to the White House earlier today. And during that, he brought up the U.S. relationship with Mexico, and he said that the U.S. is getting gang members out of the country, and that he referred to increased deportations, and he actually called it a military operation. So while, right, these high-ranking officials are trying to maybe, you know, mitigate this relationship or clarify this relationship, President Trump, on the other hand, is saying some of the things he had already said, you know, that are adding further questions to what the administration's policy actually is.
Yeah. In the meantime, also in D.C., because this is President's Week, so there were town hall meetings going on, you know, all over the country, because you have Congress and Senate away from Washington, but not everybody, because you have the CPAC convention going on. What's that been like?
Yeah, so CPAC has been high energy, I would say. Steve Bannon spoke at it, Mike Pence spoke at it, Kellyanne Conway spoke at it, and what they're basically saying is this is a new era for the conservative movement. Vice President Mike Pence spoke tonight, and he went through a ramit of basically he checked off the boxes of what we would imagine to be conservative talking points, right? He ended with a Bible verse with a pledge to one nation under God. He talked about how President Trump was turning this nation into a country that cares about life. That was he was alluding, of course, to the anti-abortion movement. Mm-hmm. And this is, yeah, I think that CPAC has a bit of energy now that we maybe didn't see in years past, because, right, no one expected Trump to be in the White House, and nobody expected Washington to be at this spot right now.
Boy, yeah, that's absolutely the truth. How about, I'm going to jump to the Democrats for a second while the party goes on for the conservatives. The DNC chairman, you know, they're talking about all kinds of things going on, a kind of a reshuffling of the Democratic Party, the top echelon as well. What do we know about that?
What we know about that is there's two folks who are in the front running for it. One of these is the former Labor Secretary, Tom Perez, and the other is Minnesota Rep. Keith Ellison. And they've been countering each other about which one of them is the best to, right, lead the Democratic Party after this campaign season that the Dems clearly didn't carry their own. And both of them are actually being looked at as potentially, so these are the two leading candidates, at least in the way we're talking about it. And Perez, they're saying, isn't good for the role because he's never actually campaigned for anything. And as far as Ellison goes, the critiques for him is that he may be a little too far fringe. But I guess that argument, both of those arguments you can, you know, counter, because, of course, the Democratic Party seems like the base wants a change, whether that maybe is not seeing, you know, a lifetime campaigning politician or seeing somebody who maybe is a little bit further to the left.
Yeah, wow. And then finally, the big story that a lot of people are talking about, and I'm just reverse engineering it kind of, is the FBI Director James Comey denying a report by the White House to publicly challenge news reports about those communications between the aides of Trump and Russian officials. So there's some interesting things still flowing in that direction.
There are, and yeah, this is... I think I've heard colleagues refer to this as like a trickle out via leaks. And yeah. It seems like that this is a story that's not going to be letting up anytime soon, that people are going to keep pulling on this to see where these connections lead.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. It's like strings where you pull the silly string.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, we're popping back at you with more reaction from what's happening in D.C. as far as the CPAC meeting. And the headlines are pretty interesting coming out of there. I think really what Pence said is the overall theme. Hey, the Democrats are coming back. So don't sit around and think that it's A-OK safe because we won. It's a daily battle. Pretty much is the way that was, I think, ramped up. And in fact, Bannon said every day it is going to be a fight. And, you know, it's interesting. The reclusive, as he was called, mastermind in the Washington Post behind Trump's nationalist ideology and his tactics did make an appearance at the Conservative Political Action Conference and said that, look, this new administration is in this unending battle of deconstructing an outdated system of governance. And he said to supporters that the president's going to fulfill his hardline promises, period. End of story. That this is exactly what he said he was going to do, and he's going to do it. So there's going to be more words that are going to get thrown back and forth throughout the land, period. And you're going to hear it every single day. Now, while that's happening, you know, it's interesting, these town hall meetings I've been talking about, maybe some of you listening to me have been at some of these town hall meetings. Feel free, and I've gotten some emails on it, but feel free to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. You know, I'm all about the voice. You know, I say this all the time. I'm about the conversation. So I think having town hall meetings can be a powerful thing. Certainly not if all you do is scream, because then nobody gets heard, no matter what their burning desire is. It makes for good television video and whatnot, and I get that, but it doesn't make for that conversation. And we saw this before. We've seen this before when Obama started Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. You had a lot of town hall meetings and people furious then, and now we're on the other side of that, and we're getting the same thing. And, you know, for example, you had Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas blaming the threat of violence at town hall meetings for his decision not to hold one. Gabby Giffords, who was shot, almost killed in Arizona back in 2011, said, "The politicians who have abandoned their civic obligations, I say, have some courage." She says, have those meetings. And I say have those meetings, too, but they have to be orderly because, again, it's okay if you have high passion, but it's ridiculous. It would be like me doing this radio show with five people also near the mic and we're all screaming and yelling at the same time. Oh, there are shows that do that. And then you can't understand what anyone's saying. It's like, well, okay, they're upset, but can I hear what they're saying? I have no idea what they're saying. So I think you've got more to come at, you know, pretty much at the CPAC convention. And, you know, had Sean Spicer at the Daily Briefing who said the feds could actually, in a different direction, down at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, addressing a couple of things like marijuana use. Spicer said the feds could step up in enforcement against marijuana use in the state. So that's pretty interesting because we've just seen the approval of not just medical marijuana, but recreational use. And he's saying he expects that there's going to be greater enforcement, and that could undercut the number of jurisdictions that are moving to legalizing it for recreational uses. So how do the people in Colorado feel about that? He specifically said that the president sees a big difference between the use of marijuana for medical purposes, of course, and for recreational purposes. So he's saying that the state allowing pot to be recreational is something that the Department of Justice is looking into. Wow. So people who were celebrating, woohoo, we can smoke a joint walking down the street in California or in Colorado or in a handful of other places. What Spicer is warning is we're taking this on. So they're talking about preventing distribution of marijuana to children, of course, and preventing cartels from getting their hands on money for marijuana sales. But it's a tricky area to try to maneuver because of the places who have recreational laws and so many others who don't. Now, the National Cannabis Industry Association, because there is one, said that science has discredited the idea that marijuana serves as any kind of a gateway drug, and the addiction and death rates associated with opioids simply do not occur in any way with cannabis. Because there's the argument, is it a gateway drug or not? And the arguments anyway over pot have not gone away. But if this becomes an issue for the administration, it becomes that much bigger. Because of course it's going to be magnified if those rights eventually get taken away. You're going to have some angry people who feel like finally people who smoke pot, finally, you know, we've been saying that there are worse things like raging alcoholics who have a lethal weapon at their hands when they're behind the wheel. You know, there's those arguments on the other side. So it's something to watch for. Let's just put it that way. And in the meantime, the story that I mentioned to Lori Lewis, the FBI refused White House requests to actually refute the story on the Trump-Russia link. So this isn't going away, but Trump says opponents are behind the leaks. So the question keeps coming back is, who's zooming, you know, who's zooming who over Russia? In addition to the FBI, they're saying there's other agencies who were approached with a request, a similar request, and, you know, who are those agencies? And they got, you know, they got requests from Reince Priebus, who is the White House chief of staff. And earlier this month, as you remember, there was a long investigation into contacts between the Russian government and associates of Trump's campaign and business interests, which, of course, then ultimately you had bye-bye for the National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, because of that, for misleading the White House about his communication with Russia. So the federal investigation, to make sure you're up to date on this, which is, they've got tons of telephone calls and business records and interviews. They're looking at how Russian officials sought to meddle in the November election. And there is no evidence, by the way, currently, supposedly, I've seen this in a couple of different places, of collusion to tilt the election. So there it is right now. There is no evidence of that at this point. There's no evidence. But it keeps getting pushed again and again and again and again and again and again. Yeah. By the way, we will lighten the load on this show, so to speak, because we do our cheap movie review. That's coming up at the tail end of the hour. I was wondering to myself, how many people go to movies anymore, or do you just wait and stream them? I think going to movies overall is down. I don't know if it is, if we were to demographically break it up, I don't know if it is for parents with young children when you have these big animated films that come out. I'm not so sure in that area, or even teenagers, but movies, I think for adults, have to be down somewhat. And you can tell, you know how you can tell? Go to a movie a week after it opens, and in the old days, it used to be, like even a decade ago, it used to be still crowded if it was a popular movie. Now, you can pretty much sit wherever you want. It has to be a real super, super big hit, like Star Wars, when the new Star Wars came out around the holidays. Hang with us. Coming up, we check the mailbag.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
So I tell you what, once again, a ton of emails. That's, you know, this is pretty much how we roll here on America Tonight. We get a ton of mail, and I know I always say that. So in our next hour, I'm going to do the mailbag because it's just, it's too much. I mean, we are so full. So we will hit the mailbag in our next hour because I want to make sure that we're able to really kind of flush out a couple of gems that I already threw out at you, where we talk about what's going on at CPAC, what's going on as the Democrats are retooling, what's happening with the split. And, oh, by the way, I talked about Alan Combs. I had a great conversation with somebody today about Alan Combs, who really, really embodied the person who had plenty of conservative friends and couldn't have been more liberal, but made for good radio and TV, especially when he was with his good friend Sean Hannity. And really that show exploded the kind of, even more, that whole crossfire, you know, that kind of crossfire thing. where you definitely had the one hard right, one hard left, and you could smash them together. And when you did that, when they came together, it made for really a unique conversation. And I was reading, and a lot of people are writing stories about Alan Combs, and I mentioned this briefly. I met him at a talkers convention, and we had a really nice conversation. I didn't know him very well. I had him on a show once because we talked about comedy, and that was how he got started, and I talked about that on the last show, that was Combs' thing. And he was a big radio guy. He worked for some of the big radio stations in New York, WABC and WNBC, and he was the left-wing voice. I mean, he was the left-wing voice. And in the beginning, especially with Fox, he was the guy who went up against not just his pal Sean Hannity, but also Bill O'Reilly and some of the other, some of the other hosts. So, of course, he wasn't popular with the Fox audience necessarily, except for he was a great foil. And that chemistry, like I mentioned, the chemistry, especially between him and Hannity, despite their major political differences, they had a really, really big friendship. I mean, a really incredible friendship, and it couldn't be more different. And he said, you know, at one point he followed Rush Limbaugh on about 100 stations or so. And he was the lone voice, really, of the other side, because even if people didn't agree with him, he was the guy who could do it. He was the guy who could, he could be the foil. He could be somebody with a different point of view. And, you know, he was in the primetime lineup, for about 12 years, and that's a pretty long time. That's a pretty long time TV years. It's like dog years. You could multiply that. And especially with the way things changed at that network, he was, again, pretty well liked. No question about it. And just for the sake of mentioning this, you know, he had an illness that he was battling, and he went pretty quickly. I heard 66 years old, and his wife is a professor of public policy at Rutgers University. So they just were the dynamic duo, apparently. So even where we have all this polarization, and I talk about the split that we feel in the United States, even people that just completely hated what Alan Combs had to say, they just completely hated it. They liked the guy. And that's why he lasted in the position that he lasted in for so long, because he was the person that was able to do that. And that goes back to that shouting and screaming. He wasn't necessarily doing that. You had to really do a lot to get him so fired up and unnerved that you wouldn't be able to tell what anybody was saying, that you just have the shouting back and forth. You didn't really get that. You know, you didn't really get that with him. So that's the Combs situation. In the meantime, in talking about odds and ends across this great country, you know, in talking about marijuana and the White House kind of hinting that they're going to take this on, I guess, I just saw a report, you know, the argument about whether marijuana is a drug or not. I just saw a report about something that is completely on the opposite side of that, and something that's being talked a lot about is the opioids. And I mentioned it before, but prescription and illegal opioids are commonly abused. And why is that? Because they're addictive. That's why people, when they get on pain medications, there is that push-pull thing, because you want to feel good, but then what happens when you get addicted? I mean, are we an over-prescribed nation? Because you get used to that feeling of the pain relief and the well-being, and that's what becomes addictive. So anyway, the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention released an interesting study They show that 1 in 4 drug overdoses, in 2015 was related to heroin. In 1999, just 6% of all overdoses were related to the drug. In 2015, overdoses involving opioids represented 73% of all overdose deaths. Wow. So it's a pretty big jump, 57%. And synthetic opioids, fentanyl, that's huge. Remember, this is what was blamed for Prince's death. So synthetic drug-related deaths are on the rise, and that's scary. There's other fentanyl variations. And incredibly addictive. So I think this epidemic, we're aware of it, and there's these guidelines now to docs on prescribing opioids, including recommending against using narcotics as a first line of therapy for chronic pain. But if any of you listening to me have had chronic pain, you know how awful it is to deal with it. I have a mother-in-law who has a very bad back and has this terrible, terrible chronic pain. And there is that debate of, you've got this medication and how much medication are you taking and is it being prescribed and how is it being prescribed? But without anything, I think it would just be unbearable. Just unbearable. It's like that debate over, wow, when do you have to get the back operation and when can you say you don't have to get the back operation? What can they do to possibly step you away from that? And the answer is sometimes you just have to have it. And in her case, it was a new procedure. They took her to Duke. She went to Duke Medical. And it was a new procedure where instead of going in the back, operating on the back that way, they went in the front and it didn't turn out quite as well. And I'm not a doctor, but it's a tricky business. And then it becomes the managing of the pain, really. When I went on my last trip, I'm going to mention this. Here's the question. Taxi, Lyft, or Uber? I know people say, Uber? I can't figure out Uber. Don't ask me to figure out Uber. But actually, Uber or this Lyft can be pretty inexpensive compared to what a cab would run you. I wonder if cab drivers will be completely put out of business eventually. Lyft is going into 54 new cities. Huge, huge expansion. And all kinds of markets, smaller markets. There's like 300 Lyft cities now. So whenever something new is out there like Uber, you can bet there's going to be spinoff, right? Because there's no new ideas. Somebody comes up with a good idea and you just come back with a similar idea, but you call it something else and you try to tweak what they don't do quite as well. And it comes down to money. Comes down to what is the cheaper ride if it's exactly the same. So Uber's having some problems. Lyft swooped in and they're benefiting. But there's another carpooling service actually called Waze. And Waze is rolling out in a few test market areas in the Bay Area. And this is a Google thing. Google owns it. So this could also be something that eventually takes off. And you may have, wouldn't that be interesting? You might have all these choices. It'd be easy to get a ride, I guess. They used to say how tough it was, depending on what the weather was, to get a cab in New York, but you'll have other options. If you can't get a cab, here's, three other options. No options here. Coming back, we're taking to the movies on America Tonight.
Yeah. Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is a big week in Hollywood because of the Oscars. So there are films that came out last year that maybe some of you saw that, or maybe you're seeing now that are for Oscars. You know, there's that one musical, La La Land, that people talk about, but there are a slew of other movies as well. We'll talk about those if we have some time here in a second. But let's take you to the movies right now and what's playing. And our first one up out of the chute is called Collide.
Oh, that town it is. Strip to our underwear, get in the snow. First one to get up walks around the block naked.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's so cold!
You went all right. Let's go. Jules? Baby, come on. Jules.
I'm sorry, but a kidney transplant is the only solution.
You're half done.
It's nearly 200,000.
I'd go back to what I was doing.
I don't want you to do that for me.
All I'm trying to do is protect you.
You have come back. I knew it.
You look tense.
carrying golf balls, packed with drugs. You steal a truck, you bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
What kind of question is that?
I wonder who this foolish man could possibly be. I misjudged you, my friend.
I believe I have something you want.
Leave her out of this. When people try to steal from me, many innocent characters died violent and meaningless deaths.
Poor Juliet.
I'm coming to get you, Juliet.
Run, little piggy, run, run, run.
Hey, stay cool, man.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
So, Collide, sadly, is about somebody who is ill and needs to have a transplant. And, of course, how are you going to pay for that? Felicity Jones is in it. Anthony Hopkins is a gangster in it. So to pay for the girlfriend's medical emergency while they are abroad, a man hatches a scheme to pull off a drug heist for this eccentric gangster who is Anthony Hopkins. Ratings-wise, kind of in the middle. Some say thumbs up, some say thumbs down. So 3 stars out of 5. It's PG-13. It's 2 hours and 19 minutes. So that's a long meeting. A long movie, rather. I have a feeling that it might be tough to find that audience for Collide. It's probably going to do better streaming. Of course, I could be wrong, but I think streaming is probably where it's at for that movie. All right, the second one is called Rock Dog.
It's a dog who was bred to guard them.
It's easy. Here it comes. In your face!
Yes! Did you see that?
Would rather rock and roll.
I like it loud. I like it tight.
Yes, I've decided to become a musician.
You're not going to be a musician, Bodie. You're going to be a guard. Get used to it.
But when inspiration falls from the sky...
Any advice for up-and-coming musicians?
Never stop, even when your dad says stop.
He'll make his dream a reality.
Bodie isn't you. He's looking for his own paradise.
What's this?
Go to the city.
Find that passion.
I love you, son.
From the co-director of Toy Story 2.
One of the masters is having out.
What? Bring him to me. We get him, we get Snow Mountain.
Can we get a red cord to go with the red phone? Come on!
Next year.
This is fate. Mr. Scattergood came to Rock and Roll Park, found a band in need of a guitar player.
I think you ought to go up and meet him. Ask him to give you some guitar lessons.
Okay, I'll just...
That was a nutter.
Follow your passion.
I'm so sure this was the band.
You're going to find one. It doesn't just happen overnight.
Mr. Scattergood said to never stop. Nothing will ever make me...
Oh, boy.
And discover your power.
Scour every square inch of this city and find it.
My family's in danger. I need to go.
Hold it steady.
Fire! The answer to the question of my life. Scattergood.
Thanks, Closer.
I'm completely paralyzed, Ozzy! Except for my mouth. My mouth is what? And my finger.
Rock Dog.
All right, Rock Dog, you get it. Rock Dog is animated, then it's a Tibetan Mastiff on Snow Mountain. And, you know, the idea is survival, avoid distractions, and the budget to make this thing, 6 $60 million. Wow. Not cheap to do the animated thing. Luke Wilson is in it, voice-wise. Eddie Izzard, J.K. Simmons, Lewis Black, Ash Brannon, some voices probably would remember. So this is PG, comedy, animation, 1 hour, 20 minutes. Perfect for kids. I have a feeling it finds its kid audience. And finally, we wrap up the movies this week that are out with Get Out.
You got your toothbrush?
Check.
Do you have your deodorant?
Check.
Do you have your cozy clothes?
Got that.
What?
Do they know I'm black?
Should they?
You might wanna, you know.
Mom and Dad, my black boyfriend will be coming up this weekend. I just don't want you to be shocked that he's a black man.
I ain't never seen you like this before, bro.
Meeting family and taking road trips. Don't come back all bougie, man.
Come back, get your damn pants up to your damn stomach.
So you guys coming up from the city?
Yeah, we're just heading up for the weekend.
Can I see your license, please?
He wasn't driving.
I didn't ask who was driving. I asked to see his ID.
Call me Dean. You're hungry, my man.
So how long has this been going on, this thing? We hired Georgina and Walter to help care for my parents. When they died, I couldn't bear to let them go.
Smoke in front of my daughter.
I'm gonna quit.
She could take care of that for you.
How?
Hypnosis.
I'm good, actually.
Are you ready for this?
I'm back in beat.
So look, I go do my research. Apparently, a whole bunch of brothers been missing in this suburb.
That's cool.
Bro, how you not scared of this, man?
Could see no brother around here.
Chris was just telling me how he felt much more comfortable with my being here.
Get out.
Sorry, man.
Get out!
Yo!
Rose, we gotta go.
Is everything okay?
Rose, the keys. Just give me the keys.
I don't know where they are.
Rose!
Sink into the floor.
Wait.
Sink.
Mom, it's a terrible thing to waste.
Too many white people are getting nervous.
No. All right, so you get this. It's a horror kind of movie. Chris and his girlfriend hit the milestone of meeting the parents. Ooh, and it turns crazy. Rated R. Getting pretty good reviews, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it finds its audience. Jordan Peele did the screenplay. Allison Williams is in it. Bradley Whitford, Catherine Keener. I think it does okay at the box office, let's put it that way. Remember, if you go to the movies, do a cheap review for us. Send it to me at americatonight.net. I'll send you a copy of one of my books. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.